50s and plenty of sunshine. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Looking to save money in 2020? Shift your high-interest credit card balances to a new card from ASE and receive 0% interest for 12 months. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. A Montgomery police car was damaged by a stolen vehicle Thursday. The driver reversed when the officer approached the car, hitting the MPD vehicle. Four people ran off after this happened, but were later taken into custody. The officer involved was not injured. Andalusia police arrested two men on attempted murder charges on New Year's Day. Authorities say Michael Berry and Joshua Coleman shot at each other around 4 a.m. Wednesday. This happened on McClendon Avenue. No one was hurt, but authorities say there is property damage. And a federal judge will decide if Alabama Secretary of State John Merrill can block people on his personal Twitter account or if doing so violates their free speech rights. Merrill's attorneys argue the account is personal and not an official account of the state office. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area helpwanted.com only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area helpwanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wayne Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wayne Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the new player promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Your News Talk place to be. The Dan Morris Show. Noon till 3. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
It's the Dan Morris Show. Join the conversation by calling 272-9228. And now, here's Dan Morris.
Welcome back, everyone. News on 93.1 FM, Dan Morris Show on a Friday, TGIF edition. Reminders, weekly farm market gift basket drawing will be 2:30 to 2:45 today. Don't jam me up at the last minute. So if you want to get in, give us a call. 272-9228. Any caller can get in on that gift basket drawing. There are not many people in there because we were dark for 2 days. Right, Joey?
Yes, that's right. I just took a sip of coffee right when you asked me.
Sorry about that.
Yeah, not many names at all. So pretty good chance. Folks.
So get in. If you're a first-time caller, your name will be put in twice, therefore increasing your odds of getting a wonderful, what is considered by some, the best gift in the river region, this weekly farm market gift basket. What's in that gift basket? $60 worth of goodies that you put in there from Sweet Creek Farm Market. By the way, if you've not been there, you need to go. It is a great place. I dropped by New Year's Eve. On the way out, I had to go get a Cuban sandwich to go. And it was delicious. So go by and see them. Tell them you're a Dan Morris Show listener. See Reed and Karen Ingram. Their staff is spectacular. Randy from Snowden, huh? Randy from Snowden, how are you, my friend?
Hey, guys. I'm doing all right on this rainy day. Kind of put my work behind. You know how it is, but yeah, talking about that Cuban sandwich over there at Reed, Karen, Sweet Creek, it's amazing. Nobody's ever had one. You sure need to go try it out.
You got to do it. You got to do it. Let me tell you what, and if you don't, I only eat half of it and save half of it, and when you heat it up, it is really, really good.
I do the same exact thing. I can't eat that big sandwich. Plus they give you that side.
What do you normally get as your side?
Camps do.
Me too. That's exactly what I do.
Yeah, that's really good. I want to get in on that Sweet Creek, guys.
Randy, give me your month and day of birth.
10/15.
10/15, buddy. You're in. We're doing that drawing when?
At 2:30, 2:45.
Bingo. What's in that gift basket?
That's a $60 gift basket from Sweet Creek.
There you go, my friend. You have a wonderful day.
All right. Take care, guys.
Thank you. Duke.
Hello.
How are you, my friend?
All right. I'm glad you're back on the air.
No. You miss me?
Heck yeah.
There you go.
I'm tired of those reruns.
Uh-oh.
Hey, I was going to ask you, they buried Osama at sea. What do you think they're going to do with his hand?
I was about to say there's not much left of him.
I was just curious. I wonder who gets that ring and stuff. I was just curious for some reason.
I guess
the government.
They probably packed him up and sent him over back to Iran, COD.
Yeah, I agree with Red Top. He's flying around like he didn't have a care in the world. And obviously he did. But anyway, well, I just wanted to welcome you back. And can I get in on Sweet Creek?
You can, Duke. You got Duke's month and day of birth. I think he's memorized you.
8/8.
Yes, sir. Yes. That's it.
Hey, I hope y'all have a great, great, great new year, okay?
You have a great weekend.
All right, take it easy.
Ta-ta. Papa P, Papa P, how are you?
Happy New Year, Dan.
Happy New Year to you, my friend.
We're starting off things with a literal bang here.
Yeah, oh, yeah.
you know, the Democrats just kill me, man. They're sitting there supposedly nervously chewing their fingernails over all of this action that the president took. But, in fact, you can almost see it. They're hoping that it'll expand into some major outbreak and conflict.
Yeah, they want it to be bad.
So that they can use it as a political weapon.
Bingo, they want it to be bad.
And not only that, but the way they're approaching it, it almost invites the Iranians to go ahead and turn it into something bigger so that they can use it as a political tool. Instead of, hey, let's stand up for the country for a change, their anger, again, is on display. It's just blind hatred for this president and the half of the country that voted for it. I think that, it's kind of become evident in some ways. Can you see that?
I agree. They want bad things to happen to Trump and not good things. Because if good things happen for Trump, then good things are happening for America.
Right. It's just really disturbing that you would have this level of real just meanness, just being mean and ornery.
It's all about power, my friend. All about power.
Yeah. But anyway, about the killing of this guy, I guess, it's just like I told Joey earlier, a casual observer of current events. This guy just flying around with impunity, basically thumbing his nose and trying to provoke America to do something, the country to do something.
I don't think he was trying to provoke. I think he thought he was okay, and he's not okay.
Yeah. No, not really. But something interesting I think to think about is this. In World War II, once the Nazis were defeated, Eisenhower and our side, basically, the U.S., they left the infrastructure, the actual people that ran things, intact. They didn't just totally go in there and throw everybody in the pokey, okay? But when it came to winning in Iraq, the Bushes and I guess all the people we had in charge at that time, man, they completely crushed the Sunnis, which basically ran Iraq. But what that did is it created a total power vacuum and has allowed Iran to come in and, you know, use Iraq as a proxy. And, I, you know, next time you have Sorensen on, Dr. Sorensen, I really enjoyed your interview, by the way.
Thank you.
I'd really like to ask him about that.
Well, we did a long time ago.
Always seeing this effect.
A long time ago, we did a show exactly on that subject, and where we talked about what went wrong, and basically what went wrong is the Shiite and Sunni world, and we played with the wrong team. The other team said, you're not going to include us, so we're going to leave, and we're going to go and attack you, and that's exactly what happened.
Right. Well, and that's, I think that's what extended the war in Iraq, to be honest with you.
Oh, absolutely. You know,
Absolutely. Right. So, you know, I just completely didn't recognize the realities there. The Bush administration did not. And led to some tremendous losses on our part. But, you know, it's amazing now. Trump, is he not going to now start slapping the hands of Iraq? You know, to get them out, Iran, you know, to get them disempowered in Iraq. Is that maybe what's going on? I don't know, but it's interesting to think about. Sorry for, you know, all kind of bad stuff. But
no, that's all right. Here's a little nugget of history. With Japan, they had a famous admiral who was the guy, he was the equivalent of SINCPAC commander for us, the chief of naval operations, and we assassinated him, and it was right before the Battle of Midway, and it was a real turning point because they could not make a downward vertical decision in their navy, and Japan was all about the navy.
Right.
And it really was a change of the world.
It's kind of a, I'm going to say this, but it's kind of common to a dictatorship to centralize power so much that downward command can't take action. Is that
right? Well, you get so used to a person doing something a particular way, and you have followed and modeled their style, and that's what the whole operation does. Then that person who had a particular way of doing it. MacArthur would be one, Patton would be another. I love reading about these guys, by the way. They did it a particular way. So if you removed Patton from that operation couldn't function in that Patton success model that he did, which is basically kick your enemy's butt. And MacArthur was the same way. MacArthur is a fascinating person to read about. Absolutely fascinating. Yeah.
Well, anyway, I mean, history, I love history, and I love to read about it and know about it because understanding history, I think, is one of the key things that, key reasons, or not understanding history, is one of the key reasons why we run into trouble sometimes.
Right. Oh, absolutely. And let me say, Rommel's another guy. You remember in the movie Patton where Patton says, Rommel, I read your book. But it turned out Rommel was not there. But what they were doing is they were following the Rommel model. And one of the problems that happened to Germany is they couldn't follow Rommel's model once we got into Europe. And, I mean, they're great. But the book Rommel is a great book that talks about that's what happened. They couldn't carry out what they did in Italy and France in trying to protect Germany.
Well, see,
we need to bring somebody
belabor.
To do that. That's a great book. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Not to belabor this, but I just wanted to say, you remember the sailors that got captured over there?
Absolutely.
I'm telling you what, if we had had a general like Pat that got a hold to the commanders that were over that, he would have reamed them out for letting those soldiers get captured. I mean, what really needed to happen there is they needed to unleash all holy hell on these Iranian boats that were coming in to capture them, instead of sitting there like a bunch of crybabies, you know? But what was going on was, in my mind, was that Obama was sitting there, oh, we don't want to provoke, just let him go ahead and get her, you know, taken.
Yeah.
That is the absolute exact opposite of what should have happened. The
bingo. Part of our problem as a country, and I saw this during my era in Washington, what happened is when you got hijacked, you were told just don't do anything, just they'll return you home and all that kind of stuff. Well, then you get these hijackers on 9/11, they go hijack an airplane, and they think that they're going to go home. They're going to get hijacked somewhere, and they'll be in bad shape for 48 hours. Well, didn't happen that way.
Right. Well, too much appeasement does not do anything good. I mean, you can go along with it a time or two, maybe, but you get going on that path, and what you're going to find is that you're going to be in an endless circle of appeasement, because it'll actually provoke more of it. Is what it does.
There you go. Well, so, going back to Patton, that's what, if you go back and read the history of it, we're in the 4 days in Yalta is a great thing by Brett Baer does, but it reminds you that we didn't start our campaign in Europe. We started in Northern Africa, and we got the Nazis out of there, moved them through the Middle East, and then 2 years later, we start going in and looking at going in across the doing invasion of Normandy, but. You got to go in and kick some butt, and that's what Patton's whole job was: is to go kick some butt in North Africa. That's why, I'm dead serious. That's why he was chosen for the job.
Well, let's just say one other thing: if Patton was around today, and he found out that the Islamists would get upset about Muhammad being in a picture. What he would do is he would run over there with the flag, with Muhammad eating a pork chop, and running up on a flagpole and say, come get me.
There you go.
That's what he would do.
Ali in for you. I like that. Papa B, thanks, my friend. I want you to have a great weekend. Miss Fine Level, T-Spirit, Miss Fine Level, hang on for me. We're going to be back right after this.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Prescription products require an online physician consultation and are only available if the physician determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means the prescription medication to treat ED is super affordable at 4hims.com. And now get your first online doctor's visit free at 4hims.com. That's right. Zero copay, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. That's really good news. To start your free online visit, go to this exclusive address, 4hims.com/joy. That's FORHIMS.com/joy.
The Home Depot has a secret recipe for new kitchen appliances. Up to 30% off appliance special buys. Like a stainless steel Whirlpool kitchen package for only $19.98. You get a side-by-side refrigerator, electric range, dishwasher, microwave, and for a limited time, over $1,000 off. Guess the secret's out. Save now on a Whirlpool kitchen. Only at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. U.S. only. Gas extra. See store for details. Valid through February 26th.
What could Alabama do with $1 billion? Fund education, health care, public safety, improve the quality of life for all. The Porch Creek Indians have a solid plan for gaming to bring Alabama $1 billion. A game changer for our state. Visit winningforalabama.com, paid for by the Porch Band of Creek Indians.
Hi, this is Jeff Mallinson with Georgia Floors Direct, and I want to talk to you about Blue Water Broadcast and how they've helped my business spread the word. As every small business owner, I have to look at my advertising dollars carefully, and Blue Water Broadcast helps me get the most for every dollar I spend. I'm so glad to be a part of Blue Water Broadcasting and what they bring to Montgomery.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
2729228, that's where we are. Okay, let's get to the phones here. Let's get to Miss Pine Level. Miss Pine Level, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how are you?
I'm good, Miss Pine Level. How are you?
I'm pretty good. I'm really emotional sitting here thinking about this. I hope I can say, whenever Donald Trump made the decision to do this, he's an intelligent man. There were other people in that room with him. You know, he went by the right channels. And my main thought is that they didn't have any bad feelings for each other. He didn't go and doctor said, I'm going to kill that man one day. I don't like him. He made the decision when he killed my soldier. You killed my soldier, and I cannot tolerate that. America will not tolerate that. And we've got to stand up. He did it because he loves the country. And he did it clean. He went by the right channels. He wouldn't have done it. And that man has got to still sleep at night. He's got a conscience. I believe he will go to bed every night. He will sleep just fine because his conscience is clean. He did what he had to do for America and for that soldier and for that soldier's family. And that's just all I want.
Ms. Pine-Level, thank you very much for the telephone call. I want you to have a great weekend. Thank you. T. Spear, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
My heart goes out to her because I know exactly how she feels. If Congress thought that if President Trump had ever gotten any sense of confidence with Congress, that they would understand why he did what he did, I do believe President Trump would have waited. However, Congress has given him absolutely no sense of confidence on what he needs to do to protect this country or to protect all the people in this country. Therefore, 100% I stand with President Trump. He gave him every opportunity to walk away. And these military individuals didn't want to walk away. The people who are ruling and destroying Iraq and Iran don't want to walk away. So the best thing we can do is to defend ourselves and to defend our people over in those countries. You know, this fight has been going on for eons. This is nothing new. The only people who can truly solve this problem are those already in the Middle East. To stop fighting each other, stop hating each other, and stop hating the rest of the world. Not our fault that their country is the way it is. They really hate the United States so much. Fine. Let's take away everything the United States has ever done for them. Let's take away everything except what they developed on their own. See how long they'd last without electricity. See how long they'd last without their vehicles. See how long they'd last without their armament. See how long they would last without clean water or their cell phones. Wouldn't take long. But yeah, it's right back to the Middle East or in the Middle Ages. It would be absolutely no different at all. 100% stand with President Trump and what he did. Back, if it had been me, I'd have probably done it a lot earlier, but we all know what a hothead I am. oh, the drone would have done it for me. But needless to say, I think he did the right thing. People need to stop and realize what has been happening in the past and then wake up and realize just how bad the Democrats hate this president. And in the long run, just how bad the Democrats really don't even like this country. Because if they love this country as much as the rest of us do, they would be supporting what President Trump did.
T-Spear, I want to thank you for the telephone call.
Thank you. Appreciate it. And I'd love to get in on Sweet Creek.
Give me a month. Give me a month and day.
8:30.
You're in.
8:30. Thank you. Bye.
Can we fit Ken in here? Ken, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Sure, Dan. You know how brief I normally
am. Yeah, right. I'm going to run downstairs and go get a glass of water here. Go ahead.
I surely will try to be. I don't think the president needs to spend much time at all right now trying to convince Congress, as long as there's a Democratic or Democrat majority in the House. Their agenda does not include finding any area of praise, cooperation, or agreement with the president. I think he fully realizes that. And I think the House is going to have to come to realize it, and it may only be after the next election. I think what Trump is doing is, in teaching or instructing anybody, it's much more important what they hear and understand than what you say or how you present it. If it doesn't get across, if it doesn't have its intended effect, then it's not as effective as it should have been. And I think he realizes that, and I think his actions right now are measured. They're to an extent reactionary, but they are measured. And let's just see if the Ayatollah and the rulers in the former Persia have sense enough to understand it. I think it's, to us it seems pretty clear. The question is, are they going to understand it?
Yeah, and right now I'm not sure that they will.
Yeah, well, a sage once told us, we'll know in the fullness of time.
I've heard that somewhere before.
Yeah, you have. Yeah, you have.
Ken, I want you to have a great weekend, my friend.
Thank you. Same to you. Enjoy.
Thank you. Going to be back doing the drawing right after this.
News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Oh, hey, honey.
Did you forget a towel again?
Oh, thanks for the Arctic chill. I told you to wait to start the dishwasher. Ugh, this is becoming ridiculous. Planning what we can and can't do because we might run out of hot water.
You know, I've been hearing a lot about these tankless water heaters. Beth from down the street just got one from Headley Plumbing, and she loves it. With five kids, she hasn't run out of hot water once. They can grab showers, and she can do laundry and run the dishwasher without fear of the faucet blasting cold water on them.
Sounds too good to be true. And if it is true, I'm guessing Beth and Dan had to shell out a fortune for that thing.
Hardly. There are rebates available, it's fuel efficient and cost effective. I think it's time we call Headley Plumbing.
A step ahead of you, dear. Goodbye, cold showers. Hello, hot water.
You can say goodbye to clunky old water heaters that leak and leave you standing in a cold shower. Get a streamlined, tankless water heater with a longer life from Headley Plumbing. Call them today at 285-3667 or visit them online at headleyplumbing.com.
News. I'm Jessica Stone. Iran pledging retaliation after the U.S. killed its top military general, Qasem Soleimani, outside the Baghdad airport. Fox's Jennifer Griffin.
U.S. officials tell me they had eyes on Soleimani as he flew from Lebanon to Iraq. An armed American drone was waiting overhead after he exited the plane and his convoy prepared to leave the airport compound.
Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell reacting.
The architect and chief engineer for the world's most active state sponsor of terrorism has been removed.
But Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says Congress should have been notified.
The lack of advanced consultation and transparency with Congress can lead to hasty and ill-considered decisions.
The U.S. is now sending in nearly 3,000 U.S. soldiers to the Middle East and urging all American citizens to evacuate Iraq immediately. America is listening to Fox News.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. The risk of rain has not ended yet. As a matter of fact, it'll be around through late tonight before ending. The overnight low temperature tonight as it turns colder will fall to about 48. Tomorrow, risk of a couple of showers left over early in the day primarily. Otherwise, windy, colder tomorrow. High temperature up to the low 50s, but the winds will make it seem a lot colder. We are headed for the freeze mark Saturday night or colder and wind chills in the 20s. Nice day Sunday. Sunday's high in the upper 50s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Now, back to Dan Morris on News Talk 93.1 WACV.
272-9228, that's where we are. Let's do the drawing, my friend. The best giveaway in the river region.
Let's do this thing. And the winner is...
And my dear, you need to call me at 272-9228 so I can hook you up for your gift basket this weekend. Let's go to the phones and let's go to Doug. Is that right? Doug, welcome aboard.
Thank you for taking the call, Dan. I just wanted to make a couple of comments. I've been not in and out of the vehicle, but in and out of y'all's voice. I don't know if Joey made this comment earlier during your show, but I thought it was mighty smart of the young man that all of this silliness about the Democrats saying, oh, let's bring them all home, let's bring them all home. Trump wants to do that, but I'm prior military. You can't leave a void because somebody will fill that void. And Joey had mentioned that on his show. But specifically, Dan, I wanted to let you know that you were the one, I've told you this before, but you talked to thousands of people in a year. You were the one that convinced me to read The Art of the Deal.
Oh, yeah.
And, of course, going and graduating from Command and General Staff College, I was not just required to read The Art of War, but we studied it in depth.
Mm-hmm.
And so Trump's book was based on that, and you and I both know that after the nomination, but before the election, he already started surrounding himself with military experts, and so it has not taken him long to figure out how to do this. And I just think, Dan, he's going to continue to do surgical strikes, either cut the head off the snake or go in there and remove the cancer, sew it back up, and in a timely manner, let's get him home in a timely manner. And just like Joey said, he'll be strategic about it, and he won't leave a void that some of the bad guys will be able to come and fill in.
Let's hope not. I think that's exactly right.
Enjoying the show, Dan, and you have a great weekend.
You have a great weekend yourself, my friend. Let's go to Gordon. Gordon, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Dan, how you doing?
I am really good, Gordon, and you?
I'm doing pretty good. I was sorry to hear about Mark Montell, though.
Me too.
y'all, I used to call y'all a show about it.
I remember
I really
that.
Enjoy it.
Huh? I remember that.
Yeah, I really enjoyed it. I bet you got the Capitol one day. I was down there protesting a little bit there. I don't forgot what it was all about. But anyway, you was down there. But I got a question I want to ask you.
Sure.
When Clinton had trouble with that girl, and he had a little pressure put on him, what little town did he bomb to attack? It got real ugly, and I think it's all...
You're talking about when he blew up the aspirin factory?
Right.
Yeah, that was in Africa.
And that was a small little place. They give him the devil for doing that, but he was trying to take pressure off himself, I think, when he did that. Okay, Dan, I enjoy your show.
Well, thank you, my friend. Good hearing from you.
All right, thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Papa John, welcome aboard.
Dan, you know how I can voice-activate a call to you?
How?
I say call Don Markwell. Work.
Really?
Yeah, it's still in my phone as Don Markwell.
Wow.
I mean, that's a long time. I'm telling my age. My rhetorical question is, how stupid can Chuck Schumer be? The statement I heard on the last news break. This is Donald Trump at his finest. He is doing everything he can possibly do to jab them in the ribs one more time so he can hear them scream. And every time he does, they do something else, whether it's Pelosi or Chuck Schumer or somebody else in the Democrat Party. He gives them enough where they show how stupid they really are. And he's undertaken this thing, and it's almost like a surgeon with a scalpel. He's just doing this a little bit at a time, you know, a death by a thousand cuts. And if you can't appreciate the genius of the man, you're just blind. That's all there is to it. Because he has set this up so much for 2020 election time that the more I see what's going on, the more I believe that the Republicans are going to end up with both houses and the executive branch. We've already got the judicial, so what do you do?
Well, we can only hope.
Yes, exactly. We can only hope. The only thing that I do hope this time through, that he can have enough influence and spur the conservatives. I'm not saying the Republicans. I'm saying the conservatives within the group to do the things that need to be done to complete his list of promises that he's made, you know, during his campaign.
Well, let me give you something that to kind of chew on this thing. If we win back the House, compared to when Paul Ryan was the speaker,
right,
and who the members were during that time, it's going to be so much more conservative than it was in that 2012 time period. 2012.
It's going
to be vastly different, because you'd have a more conservative leader, speaker. You'd have much more conservative members. Much more conservative members. We've really weeded out the non-conservative members over the course of 4 years.
Yeah, and you know, Dan, I guess this was his plan and intent from day one, and I think he's done a lot of the things that he's done just to kind of root some of those people out, to get their true colors out so you could see who they were, they really were, and when the next time came up for them to be reelected or for them to decide if they don't need to be a part of it, they removed themselves.
Yeah, there you go. They rooted themselves out. You look at Flake, and it's funny. I've got Flake in on a browser, a keyword browser thing that I have for news, and Flake, he'll pop up, and he still is saying some of the stupidest things you've ever heard in your life. I mean, it really is. It's amazing.
And that's why I said it amazes me that, you know, President Trump
he will put just enough stimulus in there to get them to make the statements or take the actions that they will or that they do that make them look absurd. And he's a genius at it. He is just a pure genius at it. Well, look, you know, I really enjoy you a lot, and I don't bother you a whole lot, but if you would, please put me in for those sweet drawings, please.
Okay, is drawings next week for you now.
That's fine. That's great. Give me a month, I'll be the first one in.
There you go. Give me a month and day of birth.
September 10th.
You got it, Papa John. Have a great day. Let's go to Ann, the winner. Ann, the winner, I like that. Ann, congratulations, my dear.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Are you excited?
Oh, yes, I am. I love Notre Reed Place.
Well, what are you going to get when you go down there?
What do I do?
What are you going to get when you go down there?
Oh, when I go, I'm thinking about getting me some camp. The camp too is.
Are you going to pick up something for Dan and Joey?
Sure, I can.
you don't have to. Do
you
that.
Don't have to do that. We're just kidding. We're just kidding you, my dear. We're just kidding you. Okay, Ann, you know the rules of the game. Once you go there and you pick, get your stuff, I want you to call back and tell us about it. Okay.
I sure will.
You have a wonderful weekend. I've sent your name and information to Karen and Reed Ingram, so you're good to go.
Okay. Thank you so much.
Thanks, Ann. Appreciate you.
Appreciate y'all. Bye-bye.
Bye. Susan, welcome aboard the Dan Moore Show.
Well, Happy New Year there.
Happy New Year to you, Susan. Where have you been?
I've been here. It's going to be a happening year, if you ask me. But let me just give you my little opinion about the thing that happened the other day with the that guy getting killed. You know, to me, our president was, a couple of weeks ago, a month ago, saying, let's get out of Syria, let's get out of the Middle East. And by the way, this is the first president I ever agreed with in my entire voting life that we should be out of the Middle East. You know, I think we should, you know, always help Israel, but right now they're okay. But I agreed with him. But he wanted to get out, got a lot of flack for it and all that. So then all of a sudden, you know, we heard some ISIS leaders got killed, assassinated, whatever, and okay, and that went and came. And then all of a sudden we hear all of a sudden, I don't know about you, but this the demonstrations in Iraq kind of took me by surprise. But, you know, I feel like it was all planned anyway, so it didn't bother me. And the next thing I know, I'm hearing about this high-level Iranian government official being killed in the airport, a bomb or whatever. And to me, that was like 100 Marines standing on a hill with a flashlight, waving the American flag 1,000 feet by 1,000 feet. And Pompeo came on Fox News saying, yeah, we did it, and all this. He was a terrorist. But to me, nothing happened. The government doesn't do anything that doesn't have a reasoning behind it. And I think this had to happen because they're trying to bring something up from the surface that can only be exposed by something like this. Do you understand what I'm saying?
No.
Reaction to action. All right, the action is this guy gets killed. And by the way, I couldn't sleep last night, so I was watching YouTube, and on the recently added, all they had was CNN, MSNBC, ABC, CBS, whatever, but no Fox News, and all of them were saying, oh, war and this and that and all this stuff. And I just thought, well, here was the president wanting to get out of the Middle East. And it's like, we've done something so fantastic and brought world attention, sending in troops, doing the opposite of what Trump wants. Trump is not a war president. He is not a war president, I can tell you that. But I will also backtrack and say, if we do go to war over there, the money is going to be spent differently. Because I totally believe that in all the wars, politicians profited from the wars and, you know, through money and all that stuff, because they don't know where billions of dollars have gone. But to me, this incident that happened was like we were putting a huge flashlight on it, you know, it's like we don't want war, but we're trying. This had to happen to expose something. It hasn't been exposed yet, but it took something like this to happen. If you can follow what I'm saying.
You're getting closer.
Okay. Well, we have a president that said, we want to get out of there. We want to be out of the Middle East. That made complete sense to me.
Okay. I've got that part, Susan.
Okay. And then the next thing, you know, we're all going about, you know, Christmas, et cetera, et cetera. And then all of a sudden, this Iraq, our embassy in Iraq and all the demonstrators took me by surprise. You know, I didn't know, you know, things had gotten that bad. I didn't think they were, you know, goody-goody, but I didn't think it was that bad where all these demonstrations were happening and the contractor was killed. And then the next thing we know, amidst all this demonstration, we kill this high-ranking official in the Iranian government. Now, I mean, you have to think, that's war. You know, that's war. But we're not going to go to war. And I'm just saying that even though we're sending all those Marines, it's not for us to go into Iran and attack them or whatever. I think that this had to be done. Not only was he a terrorist, this magnitude of an incident had to happen in order for something to be exposed. I even thought maybe this is going to bring out sleeper cells, you know, that are so deep into our country, other countries, that we're trying to expose it.
Susan, anyway, Susan, I got to go, my dear.
Okay, put me in Sweet Creek for next week. It's 10:14.
10:14. What do you think?
And think on it. Think on it, okay?
Thanks, Susan.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Help me, Joey.
Oh, man.
We need well thought out, articulated. Let's go to a break. We have John DeVoe locked and loaded here. We're going to do the warning. 2.5 minutes. We'll be back.
Or coming home, Greg Budell is there. Mornings 6 till 9 and afternoons 3 till 6. Only on News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Tired of my voice yet? It's Tiffany Coleman. My husband is Jeff Coleman, who's running for Congress. Jeff's in the moving van business, Coleman Worldwide. He's the fourth generation to run it, since his grandfather was helping people move in a horse and wagon. He started working for him when he was 10. Says he could only lift a lampshade. For a few summers, he worked with a man he just loved called Baby Cakes. Now, Baby Cakes couldn't read much, so he did the driving and the heavy lifting while Jeff was the navigator. Then came college and the best part of his life. He met me. I'll tell you about that the next time we talk.
I'm Jeff Coleman, the conservative businessman candidate for U.S. Congress, and I approve this message, paid for by Jeff Coleman for Congress.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV. The Dan Morris Show.
Okay, boys and girls, we're going to play the theme so you can know what to expect here.
You could accept the fact that this city is headed for a disaster of biblical proportion.
What do you mean, biblical?
What he means is Old Testament, Mr. Mayor. Real wrath of God type stuff.
Exactly.
Fire and brimstone coming down from the skies. Rivers and seas boiling.
40 years of darkness, earthquakes, volcanoes.
The dead rising from the grave.
Human sacrifice, dogs and cats living together. That's hysteria.
Okay, you know what this means. At the point that you hear his voice, he'll have 2 minutes and 30 seconds. As long as he doesn't do a PSA or wonder. Let's go to John DeVoe. John DeVoe, welcome aboard the Dan Morris Show.
Hey, Dan, how you doing?
I'm good.
Hey, Joey.
Hello, John.
Peace and blessings and Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you.
Dan, it's not a warning. It's words of inspiration.
Well, to my audience is a warning. To you is words and words.
But
you see, said you made them.
Huh?
Never mind.
I saw this video on YouTube called All Wars Are Bankers' Wars. Have you ever seen that before?
I have not.
I recommend everybody take a look and check it out. And in the video, it says that all the wars, recent and past, were fought over issues pertaining to banking and, like, the people that own and control the Federal Reserve and the Bank for International Settlements in Basel, Switzerland, which is like the bank for all the bankers, you know, the national bankers. And it says that, you know, those people are behind, like, all the wars that we've ever had. And so it was saying that there's only, like, four or five countries left in the world that their national banking system is not controlled by those institutions. And so that's part of the reason that you have these wars, you know, like in Iran. Well, Iran is one of the countries that doesn't have a banking system that's controlled by those institutions. And there's about three or four other countries left. Libya was one of them, too, that didn't, you know, I think the Sudan might have been one of them. There's only about four or five countries left that their banking system is not, you know, it's separate.
That is absolutely fascinating.
Yeah, so, I recommend everybody check it out and let me know what you think about the video.
That's the deal, okay.
Hold on.
Everybody check that out and let us know what the deal is. Thanks, John DeVoe.
Yep.
I'm getting better.
Yeah, well done.
Let's see the clips because there are a couple I want to get to here. Peter Doocy is one I want to do. Peter Doocy, this was last night on Biden fundraiser, and then we'll do the today one.
Another dropout from the Democratic presidential race. Former Obama Housing Secretary
Julian Castro
has suspended his campaign over lack of support and lack of money. This comes as some other contenders, including President Trump, trumpet big donation numbers to start the year. Correspondent Peter Doocy has the latest tonight from Manchester, Iowa.
Senator Sanders has money to burn.
So far, we have received over 5 million campaign contributions, which is more than any candidate in the history of the United States.
$34.5 million flowed into the Bernie 2020 account last quarter. And now his campaign explains teacher was the most common occupation of Sanders' fourth quarter donors. The five most common employers were Amazon, Starbucks, Walmart, the United States Postal Service, and Target. And the average donation was $18.53. Last quarter, Sanders raised almost $10 million more than Mayor Pete and almost $12 million more than Joe Biden in his biggest quarter ever.
And by the way, our in-line contributions have been doubled since last quarter.
Even though Biden trails Sanders and now even Buttigieg in fundraising, his campaign argues these numbers clearly demonstrate Donald Trump's lies and attacks on the vice president have only cemented and expanded his support. But the president's reelection campaign has a lot more money than any of the Democrats running.
Trump, give him his due, $46 million in the fourth quarter. He's got $103 million cash on hand.
Donations and polling kept Julian Castro off debate stages, and today he suspended his campaign.
But with only a month until the Iowa caucuses, and given the circumstances of this campaign season, I've determined that it simply isn't our time.
In Iowa and New Hampshire, Elizabeth Warren has slipped to fourth place in the Real Clear Politics polling averages of those states. And lately, she's been talking less about Medicare for All.
I take questions, and I go wherever the questions take me.
Warren's fundraising numbers haven't been released yet, so it's not clear if anybody can match Sanders in the month before caucus day.
Bernie Sanders already had the biggest crowd so far in Iowa this cycle, and now he's got all this money. Is that something that alarms you?
No. I think we're doing fine. We raised almost 2.5 times much we did before. We're competitive with everybody else, and I think we feel good.
There has been a big plus-sized change because in the new year, Biden has a new slogan on the side of his ride. He's rolling around in a rig that says, "The battle for the soul of our nation," which means the old design, "No malarkey," is no more.
Oh, no malarkey is no more? I'm sad. Joey, wasn't there someone that won the Sweet Creek Farm Market gift basket named Donkey Laurie?
Yeah, yeah.
She never called in to tell us what she won and what she got.
Really? Yeah.
She never did.
Hmm.
Wait, she's on the phone?
Hey, Donkey Laurie.
Donkey Laurie? Where have you been, girl? I bought an MIA bracelet on you.
No, I've been a little busy because not only did I get blessed with the gift card to Sweet Creek Farm Market, I had the honor and privilege of meeting Reed and Karen Ingram, and then I had an even greater honor and privilege of transporting two Jerusalem Cross donkeys that were in need of being rehomed to their farm.
Oh, wow.
And yes, so watching them being introduced to the baby donkeys and the goat, and it was just, my love tank was so full. The Ingrams are just amazing, amazing people.
Okay, and, so you remember the donkeys, you remember Reed and Karen Ingram, but you forgot about Joey and Dan.
Well, I had a lot of time off work through the holidays, and I usually listen to the show and call in when I'm in my truck because I drive for a little while. I mean, I do all the runs for the animal shelter. I dropped the ball, Dan. All I can do is ask you to forgive me.
I will never forgive you. Except Joey wants one of the Jerusalem donkeys.
Yes.
They are precious. I have one at home, too.
Hence the name Donkey Laurie.
Yeah.
Donkey Laurie, yes, because my donkey, as soon as my blinds open in the morning and he sees that, he looks into the window and he's...
Wait. I don't have much time left.
Give that to us, Clint.
You've got to do that again. Ready, okay. Audience, to record? Go.
Okay. And that's what
sounds like that scene in Forrest Gump. Mm-hmm. If you know what I'm talking about.
When I drive up my driveway, he comes running from the front at pasture.
Who wouldn't come running up to you and go?
And that's how I got the nickname Donkey Laurie, because I'd call in. And
Donkey Laurie, I've got to go. I'm out of showtime.
All right. God bless y'all. Have a blessed weekend. Have
call back. I want to hear what you got. Joey, I want to thank you for a great
show.
Guys, be good. Be safe. Be back Monday at 12 o'clock. I'm going to keep doing this until I get it right. Gravy Dale the Great. He's next. Adios.